and take the field. Both teams getting some last-minute instructions from their coaches as the Miners have taken the field first, as Tragen Madeline has the ball teed up on the 40. As the Vandals break their huddle, it will be Connor DePew, Quentin Stonball, and Jacob Johnson set to return the kick for the Vandals. And for the Gillespie Miners, it will be Tragen Madeline set to kick off. As we are just about set for this senior night matchup between the Vandals and the Miners. Vandals 6-1 on the year, Miners 1-6. As the Miners have the ball on the tee, the referee blows his whistle as the kick from Madeline is away, and it's going to be fielded by Connor DePew at his own 10-yard line. DePew gets across the 20, he's across the 25, and he's got room to run. DePew across midfield, he's across the 40, one guy to beat, and he is gone. Connor DePew, touchdown Vandals, a 90-yard kickoff return for Connor DePew, and just like that, the Vandals off to a hot start. It is 6-0. Connor DePew fielded the opening kickoff, had blockers in front, and ran right past the kicker as the Vandals lead at 6-0 pending the extra point. As we remind you, the Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Cass Caskia Supply and Rental. Turn up the Dragon and Surf Fix Lot for great deals and great advice at your Cass Caskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Colburn to hold, as there's some movement on the line, and I believe a Gillespie player jumped offsides. So it's offsides called against the Miners. And I believe Coach Clay is just going to keep the field goal unit out there for the PAT. So the ball will be moved up just a little closer as Sagan out to on to add the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is good. And the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners 7-0 with 11:46 left to go here in the first quarter. 7-0, the Vandals lead with 11:46. We'll take a break here on WKRB.
The F&B Community Bank would like to take this opportunity during harvest time to urge safety to all of its area farmers. During this busy time, keep safety on the forefront of all your tasks. The F&B Community Bank would also like to remind everyone to please be mindful and careful when approaching farmers and their slow-moving equipment on the road. Have a safe and successful harvest season from your friends at the F&B Community Bank, member FDIC.
Seven nothing. The Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with 11:46 left to go here in the first quarter. Connor DePew, a 90-yard kickoff return touchdown, giving the Vandals a 7-0 lead as Jacob Johnson has the ball teed up on the 40. Johnson gets the kick away. It's going to be fielded on the far side as the return, I believe, that is Zayden Birch, gets to the far side. He's going to be pushed out of bounds past the 35 near the 40. So it's going to be first down and 10 for Gillespie. Ball going to be placed on, I believe, their own 36-yard line. Miners moving from left to right. As the Miners send out quarterback Brody Shaw. Shaw breaks the huddle for the Miners, who are moving from right to left as going to be a single back look for Shaw. Three receivers to his right as it's a give up the middle. It's going to be a short give as Dawson Morgan was stopped for a short gain, making it second down and 9 from the 38. Second down and 9 for the Miners from their own 38-yard line. A Miners offense that is averaging 10.8 points a game on the season. as under center is Brody Shaw. Sends a man in motion, and it's a toss, and it's the ball came out, but I believe the Miners were able to fall on it. And no, they're going to say it was recovered by the Vandals. So I believe that was Jay Keck that recovered the fumble, and just like that, two plays in for the Miners, and the Vandals have the ball back deep in Gillespie territory. So this is the first time we'll see the Vandals offense from scrimmage as Quentin Stonball takes the field for the first time tonight. Vandals offense moving from right to left in this quarter. As Stonball has three receivers to his right, one to his left, a shotgun look. Jay Keck lined up right next to him. That's Brandon DePue and Johnson to his right. Connor DePue, the lone man, to his left, as it's a play action for Stonball. Stonball looking deep. He's got a man open and is just overthrown past the outstretched arms of Connor DePue, as that's going to make it second down and 10 from the Miners 37-yard line. Second down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball placed on the Miners 37-yard line. As Vandals moving from right to left here in the second quarter, Stonball looking to the sideline. Stonball directing traffic. Pistol look as it's a give to Jay Keck, as instead it's a quarterback keeper for Stonball, and he's going to be wrapped up as Dawson Morgan was in on the tackle. I believe he went backwards for a yard, or for a loss of yards, excuse me. I'm going to say he gained one, so it's going to be third down and 9 from the Miners 36. Third down and 9 for the Vandals from the Miners 36-yard line. As Stonball has the play in, directing traffic. Three receivers to his right, one to his left, Keck in the backfield. Stonball takes a snap, rolls to his left, looking to tuck it and run. He gets the pass away, and it is caught by Wade Brandon. Wade Brandon gets inside the 10, and he's pushed out of bounds near the 5-yard line. So Wade Brandon, a nice catch there, as DePue just gets the, or Stonball, excuse me, just gets the pass off before he crosses the line of scrimmage, and it's first and goal for the Vandals from the Gillespie 9. So it's first down and goal for the Vandals from the Gillespie 9-yard line. As Stonball, shotgun look, takes it himself at the quarterback keeper. Stonball makes a man miss. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Quentin Stonball, a 9-yard touchdown run, and the Vandals add on to their lead. It is 13-0. Quentin Stonball on a quarterback keeper made a man miss as he cut up inside, and it's 13-0 Vandals with 10:01 left to go here in the first quarter. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you in part by K-Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K-Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is good as Isaac Sagan adds on the extra point as the Vandals lead it 14-0 with 10:01 left to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Over the past 70 years, LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited have been providing exceptional accounting, tax, and bookkeeping services for their clients throughout the area. Their partners, Joe Kierlock, Mark Burnham, Beth Hawk, and Joe Barth, bring a wealth of knowledge in accounting, tax, and business consulting services. That's LCB, CPAs and Advisors Limited at 1007 North 8th in Vandalia, 315 West College in Greenville, and 1101 Main Street in Highland. You can visit them online, lcb-cpas.com.
14-0, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with 10:01 left to go here in quarter number one. Vandals has gotten off to a hot start as Gillespie's offense has only ran two plays as Johnson squibs this kick as it's going to be fielded by Brody Shaw, who's going to fall on it as it's going to be first down and 10 for the Miners right around their own 37-yard line. On the second offensive play of the game for the Miners, the Vandals were able to recover a fumble as there was some miscommunication between Brody Shaw and Dawson Morgan on a little halfback toss. And I believe it was Jake Heck, who was able to fall on the fumble. Vandals took advantage of that short field after the 9-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stonebaugh after a long pass to Wade Brandon set him up inside the Gillespie goal line area. As under center is Brody Shaw, he sends a man in motion. It's a quarterback keeper for Shaw, and Shaw's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Dylan Hinton after a short gain, making it second down and about 8 for the Miners. Second down and 8 from the Gillespie 38-yard line. Miners moving from left to right. Miners line up at their own 38-yard line. One man in the backfield for Shaw. As he sets up under center, sends a man in motion. It's a option keeper. He fumbles it. I believe the Vandals fell on it. And they did. It was recovered by Cole Yarborough. And once again, the Vandals force a turnover. And they have their offense back on the field deep in Gillespie territory. Brody Shaw fumbled the option pitch. And Cole Yarborough able to fall on it. And the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from the Miners' 36-yard line. So the Vandals have their offense back on the field. It's a pistol look for Stonebaugh. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. He's back to throw. Looking to set up a screen for DePue. DePue makes the catch. DePue gets across the 30, and he's got no one in front of him. He is gone. Touchdown, Connor DePue from 36 yards out. Connor DePue catches a screen pass, and the Vandals lead at 20-0 with 9:08 left to go here in the first quarter. 20-0, the Vandals lead with 9:08 left to go in the first quarter as Isaac Sagan back out to add the extra point. As Colburn set to hold. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good, and the Vandals lead at 21-0 with 9:08 left to go here in the first quarter. 21-0, the Vandals lead with 9:08 in the first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Got 10 minutes? Online account opening is now available. Open your new Midland Consumer Checking, Savings, Money Market, or Certificate of Deposit account completely online and get our full suite of digital services. Online account opening is fast, simple, and convenient. See for yourself at midlandsb.com/openonline. Midland States Bank. Banking built better. Member FDIC.
Nothing. The Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with 9:08 left to go in the first quarter. If you're just joining us, Connor DePue kicked things off with a 90-yard kickoff return touchdown. Then the Vandals were able to force a fumble on the second play from scrimmage for the Miners. Quentin Stonebaugh then would run it in from 9 yards out as Jacob Johnson gets his kick away, and it's going to be fielded on the far side by Zayden Birch as Zayden Birch runs to the far side, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds across the 35. Some action after the play, but no flags as the Miners will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 40. First down and 10 for the Miners from their own 40-yard line. As there, it looks like there's a man down on the far sideline for the Miners as Vandals trainer Chris Witten jogs out to the far sideline to check on him. So a official's timeout on the field, as we'll go ahead and remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator in Ashstone at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. They're also brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer, Ream, a new degree of comfort. So 21-0, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with exactly 9 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Vandals got touchdowns off a 90-yard kickoff return touchdown from Connor DePue. Then, after forcing a fumble on the second offensive play from scrimmage for the Miners, Quentin Stonebaugh would turn it into a 9-yard rushing touchdown. Then after forcing another fumble, Quentin Stallball found Connor DePeel on a screen route from 36 yards out, giving the Vandals a 21-0 lead. Just 3 minutes into this contest between the Vandals and the Miners, as continuing to check on the injured player is Chris Witten over on the far sideline. As we'll go ahead and step away for a few moments, and when we come back, we will continue this first quarter. You're listening to Vandals Football, presented by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Hosick Motors in Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Godman and the City of Vandalia on WKRB.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Disc Truck Repair in Alma. Disc Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DiscTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Disc Truck Repair in Alma.
So back here for the first quarter, as it looks like the player on the far sideline for the Miners is able to stand up and walk a little bit, being helped over to the bench by Chris Witten, Vandals trainer. So a good sign for the Gillespie Miners, as the Miners offense about to take the field, Vandals defense back out on the field, as the Miners have the ball first down and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Miners offense has yet to get across midfield, as they've had two drives from right around their own 37, and the Vandals defense has forced two turnovers, as under center is Brody Shaw. Man in the backfield is Dawson Morgan, as Shaw back to throw. He's looking to get the pass away, and it's going to fall incomplete, as Owen Schweppe was the intended receiver on the play, and it's going to be second down and 10 for the Miners from their own 37-yard line. Second and 10 for the Miners from their own 37-yard line. Miners offense moving from left to right in the first quarter, as Shaw gets the play in from the sideline. As the Miners break their huddle, second and 10 from their own 37-yard line, play clock at 10. As Shaw under center, sends a man in motion, and it's a toss to the man in motion. He gets across the 35, and he's going to be pushed backwards shy of the 40, as I believe that was Sean Haywood on the carry, as there's a flag on the play. Flag is on the play. It came in late, and it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against the Miners. So the Miners are going to go backwards here after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. I believe that was Carson Hailstone complaining about something after the play. Didn't exactly see what. Vandals, I think, are going to go ahead and decline it. So the penalty has been declined. Or has it? So the Vandals did accept the penalty, so it's third down and 23 for the Miners from their own 22-yard line. So third down and 23 for the Miners from their own 22-yard line. 8:43 left to go here in the first quarter. Play clock at 15 as the Miners break their huddle. Shaw under center. He's got three receivers, two to his right, one to his left. As Shaw back to throw, he's rolling to his left, looking to get the pass away. Instead, he's just going to tuck it and run, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down shy of the 25 by, I believe that was Bryce Hartlib on the far sideline. And that's going to be fourth down and long for the Miners, who are now going to be forced to punt. So Vandals force a three and out as the Miners going out to punt for the first time tonight, as Tragan Madeline set to punt it away. Connor DePeel, the lone man back to return it. As Madeline fields the punt, it's a high punt, adjusts to it, gets it away. It's a short punt, going to bounce past the 40 past the 45, and it's going to be touched down right around the 46, maybe 47-yard line. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from the Miners. I believe that's 48. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Miners' 48-yard line. Vandals moving from right to left here in this first quarter. 7:37 left to go in the first quarter of this contest. As the Vandals open up in a shotgun look, three receivers to the right of Stonball, one to his left, Keck in the backfield. As Stonball takes the snap, it's a give to Jay Keck on the far sideline. Keck looking to get across the 45, still moving, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 44. So a nice run there by Jay Keck, a gain of three, making it second down and seven from the 44. Second down and seven for the Vandals from the Gillespie 44-yard line. Vandals adjusting some personnel as there's three receivers to the left of Stonball, one to his right. Johnson, the lone receiver on his right. Colburn, Casey, and Depew to his left. This is a quick play action. They set up a screen for Andrew Casey as Casey looking to get to the original line of scrimmage before he's wrapped up by a few of the Gillespie Miners. Keegan Jett in on the tackle. And that's going to make it third down and six from the 43. So third down and six from the 43-yard line. Ian Whitehead back on the field for the Vandals. That's a shotgun look for Stonball. Third down and six from the 43-yard line. Shotgun look on a third down and six from the 43. Stonball keeps it himself on a little option pitch, and he's going to be wrapped up and thrown to the ground as a nice tackle there. I believe that was Jack Kaler in on the tackle, as there's no gain on the play for the Vandals, and that's going to make it fourth down and six from the 43. So fourth down and six from the 43, and the Vandals are just going to go ahead and keep their offense on the field for this fourth and six play. Stonball has two receivers on each side. Pistol look on fourth and six. He takes the snap, looking, gets the pass away. It's caught by Depew. Depew gets across the 40s, across the 35. He's across the 30. He's across the 25, still on his feet, and he's thrown to the ground past the 20. Thrown down about the 19-yard line. That's another first down catch and run by Connor Depew as the Vandals have the ball inside the red zone of the Miners. First and 10 for the Vandals from the 19-yard line of the Miners. 5:30 left to go here in the first quarter. Man in motion, that's Ian Whitehead. As it's a get to Whitehead on a jet sweep, Whitehead looking for room to run. He cuts up inside. He's pushing the pile, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 15. So a nice little run there by Ian Whitehead on the jet sweep, making it second down and six from the 15. Second down and six for Ian Whitehead on the 15-yard line. As it trips to the left of Stonball now. Shotgun look on this second down and six play. Stonball back to throw. He's going to step up. Moving around in the pocket. He's going to take it himself. He gets across the 10, the 5, and he is pushed out of bounds, I believe a yard shy of the goal line. And it's first down and goal for the Vandals. I believe they're going to be on the 1. They're going to spot him at the 2 as Stonball is pushed out of bounds, 2 yards shy of the goal line, and it's first and goal for the Vandals from the 2. Jordan Colburn comes into the game for the Vandals for this goal line play. As Stonball looking to the sideline. Vandals have their heavy formation in as Jacob Johnson lined up as the H-back. As it's a give to Jay Keck. Keck cuts up inside, and he is in, touchdown, Vandals. Jay Keck from 2 yards out. And the Vandals add on to their lead. It is 27-0 with 4:36 left to go here in the first quarter. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon and Surfix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan adds you on the extra point. as Colburn set to hold for the Vandals. As the snap is down, kick is up, it is good, and the Vandals lead it 28-0 with 4:36 left to go here in the first quarter. 28-0, the Vandals lead here in the first quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Your hometown Vandalia McDonald's is a part of the community and salutes the high school student athletes in our town. Whether it's for a drink run for the office during the day, starting your day off with breakfast, or grabbing dinner on your way home, make your hometown Vandalia McDonald's a part of your day. That's your Vandalia McDonald's, a proud supporter of our student athletes. That's McDonald's on Veterans Avenue in Vandalia.
28-0, the Vandals lead with 4:36 left to go here in the first quarter. After Jake Heck punched in a touchdown from 2 yards out. As Jacob Johnson lines the ball up at the 40. It is Colin Griffith and I believe Keegan Jett set to return the kick for the Miners. As the kick is away, it's going to be fielded by Jett. Jett pitches it to Griffith, but Griffith fumbles it. And he recovers it, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by a swarm of Vandals near the 15, maybe the 20-yard line, as the Miners trying to catch the Vandals off guard, but couldn't cleanly exchange the misdirection. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Miners from their own 16-yard line. First down and 10 for the Gillespie Miners from their own 16-yard line. Miners offense moving from left to right. 4:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Shaw under center. Dawson Morgan in the backfield sends the man in motion as they give up the middle to Morgan. As Morgan looking for room to run is going to be wrapped up and brought down by Jaden Rossetto. Dylan Hinton and Bryce Harlib were in on the tackle. That's going to make it second down and 7 from the Gillespie 19. Second down and 7 for the Miners from their own 19-yard line. As Dawson Morgan got a gain of 3 on the play. As under center is Brody Shaw. Shaw sends a man in motion again. It's a quarterback keeper for Shaw, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down from behind. Jaden Rossetto once again got to him. Shaw might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. Either way, it's going to be third down and long for the Miners. Give them a gain of 1 on the play, or a loss of 1, excuse me. So it's third down and 8 for the Miners from their own 18-yard line. Third down and 8 for the Miners from their own 18-yard line, but we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Miners. As we remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing in Vandalia. 3:24 left to go here in the first quarter as the Vandals lead the Miners 28-0. As the Vandals have gotten touchdowns from Connor DePue on a 90-yard kickoff return, a 9-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stonball, a 36-yard touchdown pass from Stonball to DePue, and a 2-yard touchdown run from Jay Keck, as the Vandals have done a great job of taking advantage of turnovers by the Miners' offense, as they've jumped out to a 28-0 lead with 3:24 left to go here in the first quarter. As the Vandals' defense breaks their huddle, Miners getting some last-minute instructions from head coach Corey Bonestead, as they've now taken the field. It's third down and 8 from the Miners' 18-yard line. As under center is Brody Shaw, but there's some confusion on, I think, the play clock. So now we're set to resume play as Brody Shaw working from a pistol look. He's back to throw. He's rolling to his left. He's going to try to step up and run, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down from behind. I believe that was Bryce Hartlib in on the tackle. And it's going to be fourth down and 7 for the Miners from their own 19-yard line. So So fourth down and 7 for the Miners from their own 19-yard line. As Tragan Madeline on to punt it away. Connor DePue at about his own 46 set to return. As Madeline fields the punt, gets the punt away, and it's going to go bouncing around the 45, past the 50, and it's going to be down to about the 48-yard line of the Vandals. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 47-yard line. 2:35 left to go here in this first quarter, as the Vandals looking to add on to their 28-0 lead. 2:35 left to go here in the first quarter. Vandals offense back out on the field. And it's a pistol look for Stonball. Jordan Colburn and Andrew Casey to his right. Connor DePue to his left. As Jacob Johnson lined up as the H-back. Jake Heck in the backfield. Stonball takes the snap. It's a give to Jake Heck. Heck looking to get across the 50. And he's wrapped up and brought down right about at the 47-yard line of the Miners. So it's second down and 5 for the Vandals. Ball on the Miners' 47-yard line. As Stonball looking to the sideline for the play call. Directing traffic to the receivers and the linemen as well. As it's second down and 5 from the 48. Stonball gives it one more time to Jay Keck. As Keck looking to get across the 45, he's going to be pushed back and wrapped up by Carson Hailstone. That's going to make it third down and 3 from the 46. Third down and 3 for the Vandals from the Miners' 46-yard line. Minute 40 left to go here in the quarter. As some formation changes, as there's a twin backfield look for the Vandals, it's Johnson and Keck in the backfield. Casey and Colburn to the right of Stonball, DePue to his left. Play clock at 5. Stonball gives it to Jacob Johnson. Johnson breaks a couple tackles, and he gets to the first down marker. And they're going to say he was wrapped up just a yard short of the first down, as Jacob Johnson was met in the backfield by Alex Schoen, as Johnson was able to keep his feet moving, but he was brought down just a yard or two short of the first down marker, and it's going to be fourth down and 3 from the 46, and the Vandals are going to go for it on fourth down. It's fourth and 3 from the 46. Shotgun look for Stonball. He's got two receivers on each side. Man in motion, that's Whitehead, and they're trying to get the Miners to jump off sides. And there's a whistle and a flag thrown on the play. So a flag thrown on the play by the officials, and they're going to get offsides called against the Miners. So Vandals able to get the Miners to jump off sides, and it's going to be first down and 10 from the Gillespie 40. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Gillespie 40-yard line. 39.3 seconds left to go here in the quarter. Vandals moving from right to left, as there's two receivers on each side of Stonball. Keck in the backfield. It's a pistol look on first and 10 from the 40. Stonball takes the snap. He's rolling to his left, looking to get the pass away. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down. Ball came out, and the Miners recover the fumble. That is Sean Haywood on the recovery, and the Miners force a turnover, and they have the ball across the 50. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Miners from the Vandals' 49-yard line. Stonball is trying to tuck the ball away and run, but he was thrown to the ground. The ball came out, and Sean Haywood able to recover it. And for the first time tonight, the Miners have the ball in Vandals territory as it's first down and 10 for the Miners from the Vandals 49. First down and 10 for the Miners from the Vandals 49-yard line. Miners moving from left to right with 32.5 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Play clock at 7. As Shaw under center. Shaw takes the snap. It's a play-action pass. He's looking to get it away, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Jaden Rosetto and Caden Tidwell, as the two seniors wrapping up Shaw and getting the sack, and it's going to be second down and long for the Miners. And I believe that is how this first quarter is going to come to an end. So 28-0, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners after one quarter of play. We'll take a break and come back with the second quarter here on WKRV.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process, a quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Coming out of the second quarter break, it's a second down and 12 for the Miners. Ball will be placed on their own 48-yard line. Miners will be moving from right to left here in the second quarter. As it's second down and 12 from the 48, under center is Brody Shaw. He sends a man in motion as it's a give to the fullback Dawson Morgan. And Dawson Morgan is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage once again. That's going to make it third down and long for the Miners. Third down and 14 for the Miners. Ball placed on their own. I believe that's going to be in the 48. As the Miners still trying to pick up their first down of the contest. Shaw sends a man in motion. It's a pitch to Colin Griffith as Griffith is running to the far sideline. He's going to be pushed out of bounds past the 50. That's going to force a fourth down for the Miners. Miners are wanting a flag on the play. But they're not going to get the flag, so it's going to be fourth down and 9 from the Vandals 48. So it's fourth and 9 for the Miners from their own 48. And it looks like the Miners are just going to go ahead and punt it away. So once again, it's Tragan Madeline set to punt it away. Depew back to return. As Madeline fields the punt, gets it away. It's a high towering punt, and it's going to go past the 40 out of bounds. And I believe it's going to be placed on the Vandals' 39-yard line. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41, excuse me. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right here in the quarter. So first and 10 for the Vandals from their own 41-yard line. Shotgun look for Stallball. Two receivers on each side. As I believe that's KZ and Johnson to his right, Depew and Colburn to his left with Keck in the backfield. Shotgun look on first and 10 from the 41. Stallball back to throw. So it's a quick pass to Andrew Casey, but it's going to fall incomplete. That's going to be second down and 10 from the 41. So second down and 10 from the 41-yard line. Andrew Casey, the intended receiver, as it's second and 10 from the 41. Still two receivers on each side for Stallball. As he's looking to the sideline for the play call. They pistol look on second and 10, play clock at 6. As Stallball takes the snap, rolling to his right, gets the pass away. It's going to be caught at the 50 by Jacob Johnson. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Owen Schweppe. I believe he's going to be stopped just a yard short of the first down. So it's third down and 1 for the Vandals from the 50. as Jacob Johnson, a nice 9-yard catch on that one, as it's third down and one from the 50. Vandals moving from left to right, as it's a shotgun look. Three receivers to the left of Stallball, one to his right. As Stallball takes the pass, or takes the snap, excuse me, gets the pass away to Johnson, who makes a move inside. He's across the 45, he's across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Vandals. Jacob Johnson from 50 yards out. And the Vandals add on to their lead. It's 34 to nothing. Jacob Johnson caught the screen pass, cuts inside the 50, and had nothing but green grass ahead of him as the Vandals lead at 34-0 with 10:49 left to go here in the second quarter. So 34-0, the Vandals lead with 10:49 left to go in the second quarter as Isaac Sagan out to add on the extra point. Colburn set to hold as the snap is down. Kick is up. It is good as the Vandals lead at 35-0 with 10:49 left to go here in the second quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Your local South Central FS Fast Stop is excited to offer 15 cents off per gallon for the first 90 days for new Fast Stop fuel card holders. You heard that right, 15 cents off. Even businesses are eligible for this discount. Simply apply and be approved for your Fast Stop fuel card to experience the savings. Don't put it off. Visit your local Fast Stop today to apply. Make Fast Stop your first stop.
35-0, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with 10:49 left to go here in the second quarter. As Jacob Johnson has the ball teed up on the 40. After catching a screen pass and returning for a 50-yard touchdown. As the Miners take the field. As Keegan Jett and Colin Griffith set to return the kick. Johnson has the ball teed up on the 40. Johnson, it's a little bit of a squib kick as it's fielded by Owen Schweppe, and Owen Schweppe trying to pick it up and run with it, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down behind the 30. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Miners from about the 27, maybe 28-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Miners from their own, call it 31-yard line. As there's 10:44 left to go until halftime. As the Miners offense breaks their huddle. As Brody Shaw lines up under center. Two receivers on each side of him. As Shaw sends a man in motion, it's a give up the middle to Dawson Morgan. And Morgan's going to be met in the backfield and brought down from behind the line of scrimmage, as he was met in the backfield by Bryce Hartwood. Yarbrough in on the tackle as well, and it's second down and 11 from the Miners' 30-yard line. Second down and 11 for the Miners from their own 30-yard line. As Shaw gets the play in from the sideline. As the Miners line up for the second down and 11 play from the 30. Play clock at 5. Man in motion, that is Griffith. As it's going to be a quarterback keeper for Brody Shaw. Shaw looking to run to the near side. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Jordan Colburn. As I believe Shaw is able to get back to the original line of scrimmage. Either way, it's going to be third down and long for the Miners. So no gain on the play. It's going to be third down and 11 for the Miners from their own 30. Third down and 11 for the Miners from their own 30-yard line. There's 9:25 left to go here until halftime. Play clock at 14. And there's three receivers to the left of Shaw. He just drops back to throw, looking to roll to his left. And he's going to be wrapped up and brought down and sacked by Bryce Hartlib. Another sack by the Vandals as Bryce Hartlett having himself a heck of a first half. As it's going to be a fourth down and long for the Miners, we're going to be forced to punt. So fourth down and long for the Miners as Tragan Madeline out to punt it away. As the Vandals lead at 35-0 with 8:40 left to go until halftime. As Madeline fields the punt, gets the punt away, as it's going to bounce around the 50, and wisely, Ian Whitehead backs away, as it's going to be down right around the 43 of the Vandals. So first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 43-yard line. There's 8:23 left to go until halftime, as the Vandals lead at 35-0 with 8:23 left to go in the second quarter. As the Vandals' high-powered offense back out, as they've scored on all but one possession so far in this first half. As it's a shotgun look for Stallball. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. As Stallball takes the snap, it's a play-action pass, gets it away to Jordan Colburn. Colburn gets across the 50, he makes the move, he's running to the far sideline, and Jordan Colburn, one man to beat, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds near the 15. A nice long catch and run by Jordan Colburn as the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 deep into Miners territory. It's first down and 10 for the Vandals from the 16-yard line. As it's a shotgun look for the Vandals on first and 10. As Stallball directing traffic. First down and 10, shotgun look. He's got three receivers to his right, depleted lone receiver to his left. As Stallball is going to take the snap himself. He gets across the 10. He's pushed down near the 5. And a nice long run by Quentin Stallball to set up another first down. And they're inside the Miners' goal line. It's first down and goal for the Vandals from the 5-yard line. As Stallball looking to the sideline for the play call. 35-0, the Vandals lead, but they're threatening to score here with 7:27 left to go in the second quarter. As it's a give instead of a quarterback keep for Stallball, and Stallball's going to be met in the backfield. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down. That was Jack Kaler on the tackle, and that's going to make it second down and goal from about the Gillespie 10. So second down and goal for the Vandals on the Gillespie 10-yard line. As Stallball looking to the sideline, looks like the Vandals are just content to waste a little bit of time on this clock. 6:46 left to go here in the first half. As Stallball takes the snap. Looking to his left, he's going to take it and run with it. He gets the pass away, and it is caught by Connor Depew. Touchdown, Vandals. The third touchdown tonight from Connor Depew, this time from 10 yards out. And the Vandals lead at 41-0 with 6:33 left to go here in the first half. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you in part by Cambridge Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan out to add the extra point. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good. And the Vandals lead it 42-0 with 6:33 left to go here in the first half. We'll take a break on WKRV.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, entering with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
42-0. The Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with 6:33 left to go here in the first half. As Connor Depew with his third total touchdown on the night. He's got two receiving and a 90-yard kickoff return touchdown. As the Vandals lead at 42-0 with 6:33 left to go here in the second quarter. As Johnson has the ball teed up at the 40. Johnson gets the kick away as it's going to be fielded by Griffith. As Griffith gets across the 30, ball comes out, and it is recovered by the Vandals deep in Gillespie territory. That was Aiden Carroll who recovered the fumble as Colin Griffith was looking to cut up inside, but the ball came out after he crossed the 30, and the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from the Miners' 39-yard line. That is the third Vandals turnover forced just in the first half alone, and they have the ball once again first down and 10 deep in Miners' territory. A twin backfield look for the Vandals on this first down and 10 look. Andrew Casey, the lone receiver to the right of Stonball. Connor Depew, and I believe that is Ian Whitehead to his left. As it's a give to Jay Keck. Keck looking to cut up inside. He's across the 30 and is going to be wrapped up at the 25. A nice carry there by Jay Keck as it's first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Miners' 25-yard line. So Stonball looking to the sideline. As the Vandals continue with this twin backfield look. It looks like the Vandals are just content to try to waste as much of this clock as they can. 5:50 left to go until halftime. As the Vandals lead at 42-0, it's first down and 10 from the 26-yard line. As Stonball takes the snap. It's a give to Jacob Johnson. Johnson cuts up inside. He's keeping the legs moving. Johnson's across the 10. He's across the 5. He's in. Touchdown, Vandal. A 26-yard touchdown run from Jacob Johnson. And the Vandals now lead at 48-0 with 5:30 left to go until halftime. Jacob Johnson, his second touchdown of the night. This one comes via the rushing-wise. And the Vandals lead at 48-0, pending the extra point. So Isaac Sagan back out to add on the extra point. As the Vandals lead at 48-0 with 5:30 left to go in the first half. So Sagan on to add the extra point. Colburn to hold. As the snap is down, kick is up, it is good. And the Vandals lead at 49-0 with 5:30 left to go here in the first half. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Iron Sculpt Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia has several great things rolled into one. First, they have the Golf Simulator. You can test your game against just about any course in the country. They also have Axe Throwing. It's a great place for a night out with a family or friends. Also, Irons has a party room that is perfect for your next event. The holidays will be here before you know it, so get your party booked now. Call 618-699-4061. That's 618-699-4061 for Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing.
49-0, the Vandals lead the Miners with 5:30 left to go in the first half. As Jacob Johnson with a 26-yard touchdown run, as he has the ball teed up on the 40. Johnson gets the kick away. It's going to be fielded by Keegan Jett. As Jett bobbles it for a minute, he gets across the 20, gets across to the 30. He's still going. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down at the 35 by Ian Whitehead. And the Miners will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 35-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Miners from their own 35-yard line. Miners moving from right to left in the second quarter. as the Miners break their huddle. 5:22 left to go here in the second quarter. As under center is Brody Shaw. Shaw trying to get the Vandals to jump off sides. Two receivers on each side as he sends a man in motion. It's Griffith. This is a pitch to Griffith. Griffith looking to get to the outside and doesn't even be wrapped up and brought down from behind as he got back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's going to be second down and 9 from the 36. Second down and 9 from the 36-yard line. As the Miners trying to build some momentum going into the second half. 49-0, the Vandals lead. With just under 5 minutes left to go here in the first half. As Shaw lines up under center. He gives it to Morgan as Morgan's looking for room to run. And he's going to be wrapped up near the 40. And it's going to be about a gain of 4, making it third down and 5 from the 40. Third down and 5 from the 40. As the Miners moving from right to left. 4:11 left to go here in the second quarter. As the Miners line up on the 40. Shaw under center. Sends a man in motion, but there's a whistle and a flag, and I believe they're going to get the Miners for a false start. So false start on the Miners. So back it up 5 yards. This is going to be third down and 10 from the 35. So third down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Miners moving from right to left. As the Vandals looking to get off the field, or looking to get their defense off the field once again. As under center is Shaw. Play clock at 11. Sends a man in motion. As Shaw sets up play action, looking to get the pass away, but he's going to be wrapped up and sacked once again by Bryce Hartland. As that's going to force another fourth down for the Miners, as Bryce Hartland comes away with another sack, as he's had himself a phenomenal first half, as the Miners defense, or offensive season, going out to punt once again. It's fourth and 15 from the 30, as Tregan Madeline sets a punt away. 3 minutes left to go until halftime. As Madeline gets the punt away, as it's going to be bounced and covered by a DePue, but fair catch, and there's a whistle and a flag thrown after the play. There is a flag on the play. Not exactly sure who it's on. I believe they're just going to go ahead and pick up the flag. There is some discussion between the officials. Not exactly sure what they're discussing on the play. As the Vandals getting some of their younger guys in, as Andrew Casey lines up as a quarterback. Officials still discussing the play. Not exactly sure what there is to discuss here. There's 2:52 left to go in the first half. As I believe they're going to get block in the back of the call. So it's a block in the back called against the Miners. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10. And I believe it's going to be on the 44. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Vandals' 44-yard line. 2:52 left to go here in the first half. As Andrew Casey in at quarterback, we've got two receivers on each side. Tanner Stone and Wade Brandon to his right. Ian Whitehead and I believe Jordan Colburn to his left. So Casey takes the snap. He's just going to run himself, lowers his shoulder, gets across the 45, and a nice short gain by Casey, making it second down and about seven. Second down and seven from the 47 of the Vandals. Vandals moving from left to right as Casey in at quarterback. 2:25 left to go in the first half. As Casey looking to the sideline, play clock at 8. Casey gives it to Keck. Keck looking to run to the far side. He's across the 50. He's across the 45. And he's going to be wrapped up past the first down markers as a nice first down run by Jay Keck gets the Vandals in Miners territory. And it's first down and 10 with just under 2 minutes left to go in the first half. 1:55 left to go here until halftime. As Vandals moving around some receivers. As Casey directing traffic. I believe that's Adam Busher on the far side, lined up as a receiver as well. So Casey gives it to Keck. Keck is met, but he's going to keep the line moving. And he's going to be wrapped up just past the 40. So a nice second down run there by Jay Keck, making a second down and 6 from the 40. So second down and 6 from the 40. Vandals moving from left to right. 1:06 left to go here until halftime. As it looks like the Vandals are just trying to kill what's left of this first half. Second down and 6 from the 40. As Casey gives it to Keck. Keck gets across the 40s, across the 35. Another first down run. He's still going, and he's going to be wrapped up past the 30, shy of the 25. And it's another first down run by Jay Keck, making it first down and 10 from the Gillespie 27. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Gillespie 27-yard line. 35 seconds left to go here until halftime. As it looks like, the Vandals are just going to go ahead and take a knee as Casey lined up at quarterback, takes a snap, and he's just going to go ahead and take a knee, and that is how this first half will come to a close. So 49-0, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners here at halftime. 49-0, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners here as we are just about ready to get the third quarter underway. Miners will have the ball to start the third quarter as we take a look at some of the defensive or the team stats for the Vandals. As rushing-wise, they were led by Quentin Stonball, who had 7 carries for 22 yards and a touchdown. Jay Keck, 8 carries for 52 yards and a touchdown. Jacob Johnson, 2 carries for 27 yards and a touchdown. Ian Whitehead, a carry for 4 yards. And Andrew Casey, 2 carries for no yards. As passing-wise, Quentin Stonball, 8 of 10 on the night, 201 yards and a touchdown. Receiving-wise, Connor DePue, 3 catches for 71 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jacob Johnson, 2 catches, 59 yards and a touchdown. Jordan Colburn, a catch for 42 yards. Wade Brandon, a catch for 28 yards. And Andrew Casey, a catch for 1 yard. Good for 306 total yards of offense for the Vandals. Bryce Hartlib on the night has 4 solo tackles, 3 assisted, and 2 sacks for a loss of 13 on those sacks. Jaden Rosetto, 2 sacks on the night as well, as the 51 is the most points the Vandals have scored in the second half. So they were just 2 points shy of setting the school record for most points in the half. A very dominant night for the Vandals offensively, as the Vandals will have a running clock the rest of the way, with the exception of touchdowns. So a running clock tonight in the second half, as Connor DePue was also just 5 yards shy of he was 6 yards shy of the longest touchdown return or longest kickoff return for a touchdown, as the school record was 95. That's happened twice ever. So Connor DePue just a few yards away from setting school history. As we want to, I want to thank Hannah Edgar for getting those stats to me as always, as the Vandals are just about set to get ready to kick off to start the second half, as the Miners will have the ball to start the second half. A Miners offense that has definitely been struggling all night, but the Vandals done a great job of just flying to the ball once again. A big and forcing turnovers, a big reason why they lead 49-0 here at halftime, as the Miners still out there stretching. As the Vandals still getting set to kick off. Again, want to remind you that we will have a running clock the rest of the way with the 49-0 lead. So it'll be interesting to see if the Vandals will still have some of the starters out there, if they're just going to elect to have some of the JV kids in. As the Miners finishing up their stretching. As Vandals just about set to take the field. So Vandals getting some last-minute instructions from special teams coach Marcus Zimmerman, as well as getting some last-minute instructions from head coach Jason Clay as well. So Vandals will kick to start the second half. So looks like it'll still be, well, it looks like they're going to have another guy, a different player going out to kick. So Vandals will play defense to start the second half, as the 12 minutes has been put on the clock. So Miners have taken the field, as have the Vandals, as it will be Nick Jackson set to kick off for the Vandals. So Nick Jackson set to kick away for the Vandals. So Nick Jackson set to kick off for the Vandals. Kick is away, and it's a short kick, and it's going to be fielded and bobbled, but it's going to be picked up by Cash Reynolds just past the 40. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Miners from their own about 39-yard line. So a running clock the rest of the way just announced, as the Miners offense out there tonight. So the Miners break their huddle, and we are set to get the third quarter underway. Under center is Brody Shaw. Shaw sends man in motion as they give up the middle to Dawson Morgan. Is Dawson Morgan looking for room to run, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down just past the 40, right around the 43-yard line. So Dawson Morgan on the carry as it's second down and 6 from the 48. Second down and 6 from the Miners' 48-yard line. Miners will be moving from right to left here in the quarter. As under center is Brody Shaw for the second down and 6 play from the 48. Man in motion. This is a give once again to Morgan, and Morgan's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Caden Osborne. Gabe Torres in on the tackle as well, as it's going to be third down and 5 from the 45-yard line. Third down and 5 from the Miners 45-yard line. As the Miners break their huddle, lined up for the third down and 4 play from the 45. Shaw under center sends a man in motion. That's Griffith. It's a toss to Griffith on the outside. Griffith has the first down, and Moore's across midfield, and Griffith is down the sideline, one guy to beat, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds, shy of the goal line. A nice long run there by Colin Griffith as he was pushed out of bounds by Keegan Turner, as it's going to be first down and goal from the one for the Miners. First down and goal for the Miners from the one-yard line. Miners trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. So Miners break their huddle. As Shaw under center. Play clock at five, sends man in motion. Shaw back to throw, and it's going to be wrapped up and brought down as Osborne in on the tackle. Noah Langston was in as well, as the Vandals trying to keep that goose egg on the board. 49-0, the Vandals lead with 9:03 left to go here in the third quarter. It's second down and goal from the three, as the Miners trying to score for the first time tonight. Miners break the huddle, as under center is Shaw. Shaw hands it off to, nobody's going to keep it himself on the option keeper, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down shy of the goal line. A nice hit there by Keegan Turner to keep him out of the end zone. And it's going to be third down and goal from, I believe, the two. They're going to give him a touchdown instead. So a touchdown for the Miners from 3 yards out, as Brody Shaw runs it in from 3 yards out. As the Miners are on the scoreboard, it's now 49-6, pending the extra point. So 8:23 left to go here in the third quarter. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is good, as the Miners now trail 49-7 with 8:23 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer, or agriculture loans, the friendly folks at First State Bank of Beecher City will be happy to help. Stop by 101 South Charles Street in Beecher City or check them out online at fsbbc.com. First State Bank of Beecher City, a strong community bank with strong community values. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
49-7, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with 8:23 left to go here in the third quarter. As the Miners get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight off a 3-yard touchdown run from Brody Shaw at the 8:23 mark in the third quarter. As back to return for the Vandals, it will be Adam Buescher, Tanner Stone, and Jaden Hubler-Wrench. As kicking off for the Miners, it'll be Tragen Madeline, as Madeline kicks the ball away, and it's going to be fielded by Buescher. Buescher looking to run to the near side, cuts across the 20. Buescher cuts across the 25. There's a flag on the play as Buescher gets across the 35 and is going to be wrapped up shy of the 40. But there is a flag on the play, and I believe it's going to be a block in the back. So Brody Matthews commits the penalty there, as I believe they're going to get him for a block in the back. So a block in the back is the call. No, they're going to get holding, excuse me. So holding is going to be the call, as it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals, as the ball is going to be spotted at the 15. So it's first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own 15-yard line. Vandals will be moving from left to right, as Casey's still in at quarterback. He's got Tanner Stone, the lone receiver, to his right. Ian Whitehead and, I believe, Adam Buescher to his left, as Wade Brandon lines up as the H-back, and Jay Keck still in the backfield. as Casey gives it to Keck. Keck looking for room to run as he is going to be pushing the pile, and it's going to be whistled and blown dead after a short gain there by Jay Keck, called a gain of one, making it second down and nine from the 16. So second down and nine from the 16. As Brody Matthews comes in, Jay Keck is going to come out. And it's going to be second down and nine from the 16. So Matthews lined up as the tailback. Three receivers to the left of Casey, one to his right. Play clock at seven. So expect the Vandals just to be killing some clock here. Back to throw with Casey. Casey steps up in the pocket, gets the pass away, and it is caught by Tanner Stone. And Stone gets across the 45. He's across midfield, and Tanner Stone still on his feet, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 30. A nice catch and run there by Tanner Stone. As it's first down and 10 for the Vandals, who are deep in minor territory. So Tanner Stone with a nice catch and run there as Wade Brannon comes out for the Vandals. Instead, they're going to have Wade Brannon line up a quarterback. So Wade Brannon's going to line up a quarterback now. Position he hasn't played since his freshman and JV days. So Wade Brannon, line up a quarterback. It's first and 10 from the 30, but we're going to have a whistle and I believe a timeout taken by the – they're going to call it a delay of game, excuse me. So it's a delay of game called against the Vandals. So it's going to back it up 5 yards, making it first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Miners 35. So it's first and 15 for the Vandals from the Miners 35-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. So Wade Brannon lined up at quarterback. Two receivers on each side. Matthews in the backfield. So Brannon takes a snap himself. He gets across the 30s, across the 25. He's across the 20, and Wade Brannon keeps the legs moving, and he's pushed out of bounds near the 15. A nice first down run there by Wade Brannon, and it's first down and 10 for the Vandals from their own from the Miners' 19-yard line. So Wade Brannon takes a seat now as Lucas Bowers comes in to line up at receiver. So Andrew Casey back under center as Ian Whitehead's going to come out and take a seat for the Vandals. So the main senior starters out for the Vandals after a successful senior night as they give to Matthews. Matthews gets across the 15 and is going to be pushed out of bounds near the 10-yard line. But there is a penalty flag on the play. I believe it's going to be holding on the Vandals. Calling a block in the back by the Vandals. As the Vandals are going to be backed up now. See where they line the ball up at. Clock continues to run here with the 40-point deficit running clock in effect. 49-7, the Vandals lead with exactly 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. As it's going to be first down and 15 from the 23. First down and 15 for the Vandals from the Miners' 23-yard line. Vandals moving from left to right. Play clock at 8. As Casey with two men in the backfield. It's a give to Nick Jackson as Nick Jackson looking for room to run. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by three or four Gillespie players as Nick Jackson gets the carry. Call it a gain of maybe one or two. And I'll make it second down and about 20 from the 13. Excuse me, second down and 13 from the 20. Excuse me. So it's second down for the Vandals. They're going to say he did not gain the line of scrimmage. So second and 15 from the 23. play clock at 10. As Casey gives it to Brody Matthews. Matthews looking for room to run, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down behind the 25. So the Vandals going backwards on that play. Make it a loss of two, and it's going to be third down and 17 from the 25. So it's third down and six, make it third down and 16 from the 25. As some movement for the Vandals. As they change up formations, it's three men to the left of Casey, one to his right. It's Nick Jackson, Lucas Bowers, and Adam Buescher to the left. Tanner Stone to his right. As Brody Matthews in the backfield. As Casey takes the snap, he's rolling to his left. Casey gets the pass away, and it is caught by Lucas Bowers at the 20, but he is met right away. I believe that was Braden Reich on the tackle. That's going to make it fourth down for the Vandals from about their 20. Fourth down and 11 from the 20. Vandals will go for it here on fourth down. The play clock at 27. As KZ looking to the sideline for the play call. Game clock is at 1:11 left to go here in the third quarter. Play clock at 10. As KZ's back to throw. Rolling to his right, gets the pass away. It is caught by Tanner Stone. But I think he's going to be just shy of the first down marker. Nope, they're going to say he got the line to gain. So a nice catch there by Tanner Stone. Good enough for a Vandals first down. So it's first down and I believe goal for the Vandals. Ball's going to be on their own 9. Goal to go from the 9. Play clock at 15. As Casey's still awaiting the play call. They give to Brody Matthews. Matthews gets across the 10. He's near the 5. He's going to be pushed out of bounds for a second down run, and I believe that's how this third quarter is going to end. So the Vandals are just going to go ahead and take it to the fourth quarter as 49-7. The Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners after three quarters of play. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter here on WKRV.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
49-7, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners here to start the fourth quarter. It's going to be second down and goal for the Vandals from the 5-yard line. The Vandals will be moving from right to left as Wade Brandon now back in there. I believe Wade Brandon is going to be lined up at quarterback. So it's second and goal from the 5. So second and goal for the 5 as Wade Brandon lined up at quarterback to start the fourth quarter. Brandon takes a snap. He's going to run to his right. He's going to tuck it and run. He is in, touchdown Vandals. Wade Brandon from 5 yards out scores for the Vandals as they add on to their lead. It is now 55-7 pending the extra point. Wade Brandon from 5 yards out adds on to the Vandals' lead as it's 55-7 with 11:54 left to go here in the contest. Vandals touchdowns are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Has some confusion on the sideline as the center now out there as the play clock's at 5. Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead it 56-7 with 11:54 left to go here in the contest. We'll take a break on WKRV.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
56-7, the Vandals lead the Gillespie Miners with 11:54 left to go here in the contest after Wade Brandon ran it in from 5 yards out as Nick Jackson on to add the extra point. So the kick is away, and it's going to be fielded by Keegan Jett. As Keegan Jett looking for room to run, he gets across the 35. He's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Dylan Hinton. And the Miners will have the ball first down and 10 from about their own 30-yard line. So it's first down and 10 for the Miners from about their own 30-yard line. I believe is where they're going to have the ball spotted. Call it the 28 now. So it's first and 38, excuse me. So it's first and 10 for the Miners from their own 38-yard line. As just over 11 minutes left to go here in the contest. Ash Brody Shaw lines up under center. Sends a man in motion as it's a give to Morgan. And Morgan's going to be met in the backfield right away, and he's going to be brought down as the Vandals defense continuing to swarm to the ball. As it's going to be second down and about 11 from the 37. Second down and 11 for the Miners from their own 37-yard line. Miners moving from left to right as the Vandals will see their win streak improve to 7 games as they lead the Gillespie Miners 56-7 with 10:25 left to go here in the contest. As it's second down and 10 from the 38, man in motion. As there's some movement on the line, a false start, but no whip flag thrown as it's a toss to Dawson Lancaster, who's going to be pushed out of bounds for a short gain, making it third down and about 9. So it's third down and 9 from the 39. 9:54 left to go here in the contest. Shaw under center. Play clock at 7. As a man in motion, it's a toss to Jett. As Jett looking for room to run, he's going to be met right away and brought down. I believe that was Caden Osborne on the tackle to set up a fourth down and long for the Miners. So fourth down and 8 for the Miners from the 41. Miners offense will stay out there on fourth down and 7 from their own 41-yard line. As the Miners break their huddle, play clock at 10. As under center is Brody Shaw. Man in motion, that is Lancaster. As back to throw is Shaw, but he's going to be wrapped up and sacked right away. as the senior Gabe Torres in on the sack, as he gets a nice ovation on the sidelines from the Vandals teammates, and the Vandals turn it over on downs. It's going to be first down and 10 from, I believe, the Miners 41. So first down and 10 for the Vandals. Ball on the Niners, or the Miners, 35-yard line. As Vandals moving from right to left as some substitutions in. As Zayden Doring lines up as a receiver. As play clock at 15. Vandals running out what's left of this 7:52 on the game. As it's a give to Matthews as Matthews pushes the pile, trying to get a first down. He's going to be wrapped up past the 30, right around the 29. As it's going to be second down and short from the 29. Second down and four from the 29. 7:28, let's go here in the game. Vandals will improve to 7-1 on the season as they lead 56-7 with 7:21 left to go here in the game. Vandals have won 7 straight games now. As Casey, looking to the sideline, has the play call in. Play clock at 6. As Casey gives it to, I believe that is Keegan Turner. As Keegan Turner looking for room to run, he gets a first down. And he's going to be wrapped up shy of the 15. A nice run there by Keegan Turner, as is another first down run for the Vandals. First down and 10 for the Vandals from the Miners 18-yard line. Play clock at 19. And there's 6:25 left to go here in the game. Play clock now at 8. As KZ lines up, takes the snap. It's a botched snap, but there's going to be a whistle and a flag thrown. I believe they got the Vandals for a false start, possibly. So it's a false start for the Vandals. Back them up 5 yards. It's going to be first down and 15 from the Miners' 23-yard line. As Isaac Sagan is now coming in to line up at wide receiver, as the senior gets a huge ovation from the crowd, as Isaac Sagan lines up as a receiver. As there's 5:45 left to go here in the game. Vandals lead at 56-7. As they give to Brody Matthews, as Matthews looking for room to run, he's going to be wrapped up possibly behind the line of scrimmage for a loss. As it's second down, maybe 16 for the Vandals. Be interesting to see where they spot it as the Vandals lead at 56-7. And I say he got to the line of scrimmage. So it's second down and 15 from the 23. So second down and 15 for the Vandals from the 23-yard line of the Gillespie Miners. Play clock at 8. As Casey takes the snap. It's a give to, I believe that's Matthews. Excuse me, that was Kendall Nesrick on the carry. So Kendall Nesrick on the carry as he's going backwards for a loss of 2, making it third down and 17 from about the Miners' 27-yard line. So third down and 17 for the Vandals from the Miners' 27-yard line. Vandals will improve to 7-1 on the season as they lead the Miners 56-7 with 4:25 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Play clock at 7. As Casey fumbles the snap and is going to be recovered by the Miners. I believe that was Zayden Birch on the recovery. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Miners. As the snap went right through the hands of Andrew Casey. And it's going to be first down and 10 for the Miners from their own 34-yard line. First down and 10 for the Miners from their own 34-yard line. as the Miners break their huddle. 3:40 left to go here in the game. Pass Shaw under center. Sends a man in motion. And off up the middle to Keegan Jett. Is Keegan Jett looking to get across the 35? He's going to be wrapped up near the 40. So a nice run there by Keegan Jett. Setting up second down and 5 from the 38. Second down and 5 for the Miners. Ball on their own 38-yard line. Vandals will improve to 7-1 on the year as they lead the Miners 56-7 with 2:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. As under center is Brody Shaw. Sends a man in motion. It's a toss to Lancaster. It was Lancaster looking for him to run, but he's going to be wrapped up and brought down by Keegan Turner. Behind the line of scrimmage, setting up third down and long for the Miners. Third down and long for the Miners. Call it third and 8 from the 35. And there's 2:15 left to go here in the contest. As Shaw under center. Sends a man in motion as it's a give to Dawson Morgan. And Morgan's going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage as it's going to be fourth down and long for the Miners. As I believe they're just going to go ahead and punt this one away. Now it looks like they're going to go for it now. They're going to go for it on fourth down and 8 from the 35. A minute 35 left to go here in the contest. As the Vandals will improve to 7-1 on the season. As they lead 56-7. With a minute 20 left to go here in the game. As it's a toss to Jett. As Jett looking for room to run. He's going to be pushed down near the 40. Way short of the first down. So the Vandals will turn it over on down. First down and 10 with a minute left to go here in the contest. So the Vandals able to come away with a 56-7 win over the Gillespie Miners. As looks like the Vandals are just going to go ahead and take a knee here as there's 45 seconds left to go here in the contest. So Vandals will improve to 7-1 on the season. They get a 56-7 win over the Gillespie Miners. As Casey directing traffic. Play clock at 23. As Casey takes the snap and is going to kneel it down. And that is going to be the final play of the night for the Vandals, who come away with a 56-7 win over the Gillespie Miners. 56-7, the Vandals get the win over the Gillespie Miners. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up here on WKRV.